Hi, everyone. This episode is called Bounce Back. Bounce Back. Now, everyone, it is a choice whether whatever you are dealing with and have faced in your life, if you want to bounce back. Bouncing back doesn't necessarily mean that something negative happened in your life, but if a traumatic situation has happened in your life, we all have the ability to bounce back to a place of stability in your mind mentally to be able to move forward and function. And so this is and has to be a choice up to the individual. And so all of us, some point in your life, you go through situations and you go through different things in your life. Say, for instance, for example, you're in transition. You have been working a job for 20 years and you're tired of that job and you are looking to go into another job. Now, this may be a low point in your life. Even when you decide you want to transition into something else and you say you're going to start over and move forward, maybe you have went back to school and got a degree in something else and you are looking for a job. And so this basically takes you down to ground zero. You're starting from scratch, building a foundation in something totally different. And so, yes, this is a form of bouncing back to a place where you're not just building, but you're functioning and you're moving at a steady pace. But leading up to this point, it takes time. And so, regardless of what it is that you're dealing with or going through in transitioning from one place to the next, it takes much prayer and focus to be able to go from one place to the next. That transition period, it can be very frustrating because sometimes we do wish in life that we can just snap our fingers and we're totally in the other place and we're prospering and we're moving forward and things are just on the up and up. But we know in reality that does not happen. It does not happen right away, and it takes time to build and to start over again. But it has to be first a mental decision. I will move forward from the place that I'm in. I will close this chapter and move on to the new chapter. And so you have to continually every day speak affirmations. You have to pray. You have to ask the Lord, what should I do next? What steps should I take? Read your Bible. Point out scriptures, write them on sticky notes and put them on your mirror. Continue to tell yourself, I will prosper in what I'm doing. Whatever I put my hands to do will prosper. It will produce fruit. I will not do this for nothing. I'm doing this because I'm working on this. I'm expecting this. So you always have to speak life. So just remember that transition foundation may be a little rough, maybe a little shaky, but you always have the ability to bounce back from a setback. And a slight setback, it's okay if you're setting yourself up to move forward. And so that takes a level of focus, a level of determination, endurance, because some days you're going to feel like, why did I do this? Why am I starting over? But this is just the next chapter of your life, because after doing something for a certain period of time, it is time to do something different. Even if it's not something totally different, it's time to transition into an upgrade from what you're already doing. But it takes much prayer. It takes much focus mentally, and it takes what I will say, staying around people that are moving forward as well as can pray with you and encourage you and let you know that you can make it through that. And so you have the ability to bounce back from any situation that you are dealing with and going through to go to the next chapter of your life.